Thank you. Blessed be God, Creator, Savior, and Advocate, who journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, be with us this day. Walk with us, talk with us as we, your saints, come marching in. Bless us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
And our reading for the day, coming from Galatians 3, 26 through 29. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. I'm mindful that Chaplain Brian has already prayed. If you've had an experience, an opportunity to go into a black church, and there's many different types of black churches, I think that's really fair to say. I was here last week in chapel, and we had much more of an AME style church service. It was quiet and people were respectable, all the way to the Pentecostal where people run and get a good workout in. And I'm somewhere in the middle. But the one thing that doesn't change as the preacher stands up is that they lead everyone in prayer so that we have a chance to center our mind, hearts, spirits around the message and the word. And so we're going to enter in that way, to invite Christ into this place. While I know that he lives within, there is something to be said about the collective asking God to reside with them in that moment. So will you join me in prayer? God, on a humbling, cold day, we come into this place, pausing to let you in. May we be mindful of the opportunity we have now to hear a word from you. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table. When company comes, nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen. Then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. For I too sing America. Those words from the great poet Langston Hughes, the poet who symbolizes the Harlem Renaissance, the rise of Black America, are words that live with me consistently as I move throughout my days and my life. For the Black tradition that I grew up in, really from South Carolina, Western South Carolina, Western South Carolina outside of Aiken, South Carolina, which is outside of Augusta, Georgia, where there's a famous golf course that is known for its restrictive rules. Yes, that Western South Carolina, Wagner Sally, South Carolina, home of the internationally known Chitlin Strut, the celebration of everything's chitlins, pig intestines. That's my roots. And in that tradition, on Jerusalem Branch Road, sits Jerusalem Branch Baptist Church. And the headstone, the foundation to the building, wouldn't you know, is on my family's land, still to this day. And there, on the plaque, is my great-great-grandfather. See, my family is deeply committed to the Baptist tradition. And so when I went and worked at a Southern Baptist church in North Carolina at college, my family kind of looked sideways. And then they looked the other way when I moved to Minnesota. There are no black people there, only Prince. Right? And I find myself astonished that our America still has this sense that someone is trying to be apart. And so Langston Hughes brings to me this notion of being born into something that is not yet realized, but surely hope for and work for. Similarly, our lesson today in Galatians gives us a very similar world where we, those clothed in righteousness in Christ's blood, are born into something that we hope to be better, that we hope for. And some of the hard truth today is that freedom is not so free. It's not so free. And so I took my hand at being a poet, like Langston Hughes. For my tradition is committed to the notion that prose can lead a people to believe beyond what they ever could see. Before there was jazz or blues, there were poets, the true hip-hop artists of the day. They'd share words and inspire people, so I took my hand at it. In attempts and in a hope for us to consider what freedom looks like every day, where we sit, where we stand, together. Freedom defined by these United States of America and is rarely a soothing balm to Negro ears. Brutal slavery, Emancipation Proclamation, Reconstruction dismantled, lynching, burnings, killings, from mountains to the prairies, from Minnesota to Boston, Jackson to Richmond, Jim Crow to redlining, the right to not have a voice to the right to vote, from Negro to black, from black to African American and back, from we the people to Republicans like Lincoln, to Democrats like Clinton. We the people shall overcome someday. Someday. The burden of black America, and to be more specific, of slave descent black America, is clear. We are just getting started in our quest for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the shame of white America, of immigrant European America, is we are just getting used to sharing in our quest for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But thanks be to God. In the kingdom of God, we, the people, sons and daughters, heirs to the promise, Yes, those, us, we, them. We, the people, we are free. For the notion of being free, free at last, yes, thank God Almighty we're free at last, is rooted in a commitment to responding back to Christ. That's what Galatians references to us. The lesson is quite simple and complex, clear and convoluted. We are called to be instruments of service, of freedom, of Christ's freedom. That charge is clear. Galatians says, clothe yourselves in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, interesting enough, in the text, this is not to say that there are not male or female. This is not to say that there are not Jew or Gentile, slave or free. It is a declaration of our privilege and our sin, that all together we show up at the feet of a God begging for mercy, or, as it was framed yesterday from yesterday's chapel service, we're simply looking for a better life, a deeper understanding. And God, through Christ Jesus, says, clothe yourselves. Unshackle yourselves from what this world tells you is free. For truly freedom is found in service to God. Last week I was in this chapel and, can I borrow this real quick? This Far by Faith. Interesting, right? It's a hymnal developed. But in the back of the hymnal is some very fascinating facts. And one struck me in this book, reading last week. It says that Black History Month was started in 1976. And that actually made me chuckle. Because black people been in America for a long time. Long, long, long time. And we find our way to 1976. And the question is not, Glenn, how frustrated are you that it took 350 years for America to acknowledge that blacks are America and America is black? No. The notion is, in 1976, we got into the business of being America, of fighting for freedom and declaring very clearly that free at last means neither Jew nor Gentile, neither black or white, neither male or female or transgender should be held out of the promise and the privilege to have freedom. And our challenge, those in earshot of this message, inspired by God, in service to Christ, are challenged today to live today in that promise. Amen.
Please stand and receive this blessing. May we go forth from this place, this day, with hearts inspired and stirred and challenged to be the free and beloved people that we were called to be. Let us go forth from this place to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.